This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm an NFL junkie. I think I like the NFL more than my wife. Don't tell her. Don't tell anybody. I love the National Football League.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Do something constructive with your money instead of betting it on Kalen DeBoer. Here's the bottom line. In the National Football League, you play to win the game. And the Green Bay Packers now, 2 days before the season starts, have Micah Parsons instead of Kenny Clark. And the Cowboys have Kenny Clark instead of Micah Parsons. Period.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, tremendous football Thursday to you and yours. Happy and merry opening NFL Thursday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet. On the BetMGM Network, Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you, here on the Odyssey app, on Sirius XM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide, in your hearts and in your minds, as we bring you the fastest show in all of Wagertainment, talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, I am going to share with you, dear listener, you, dear viewer, my three favorite college football bets for week 2. In the great sport. I can't wait to give you my betting opinions on Cyhawk, Iowa, Iowa State, Baylor, and SMU, and the big one this weekend, Bryce Underwood in Michigan against John Mateer, his betting, and Oklahoma. My three favorite college football bets coming up next hour on the show. My co-host, Femi Abebefe. He's always got things to discuss in the world of sports and sports betting. Today is no different. At 5 o'clock Eastern, 1 hour from now, I turn the reins over to Femi. And Femi's going to run all these things by me, and we're going to talk about them and see if these betting thoughts that Femi has, if I can get on board or not. And if you, dear listener and dear viewer, if you can get on board or not, Femi's things coming up next hour on the show. Two tremendous guests on the way. Joey Knish from The Hammer, our good friend, Pro Sports Better, breaking down the college football card, including his Michigan Wolverines against Oklahoma, including the professional game, his Lions at the Green Bay Packers on Sunday, and more. And NBC Sports betting analyst Jay Croucher stops by as well. And I'm going to ask Jay, one of the most respected awards bettors out there, period, what's the wackiest NFL award bet that you have placed prior to the start of the season? Jay Croucher joins us in the Power Hour. And in the Power Hour, the final hour of the show, we're going to give you all our bets for tonight. Major League Baseball, the WNBA, and a little game you might have heard of, the Eagles and the Cowboys, as the NFL season kicks off. We're going to give you takes and bets on the side. We're going to break down the total. We will take a visit to Femi's Island for the first touchdown scorers. And thy royal prop king will make thou first royal appearance of thy royal NFL season. It is all coming up to close the show in the Power Hour. But we officially start football season on You Better You Bet with a sincere thank you from me to you. Because believe it or not, and I actually candidly pulled the curtain back a little bit. I was thinking about it about an hour ago, and I actually had to count in my head because I couldn't believe that it was true. Count in my head the number of football seasons that have transpired since You Better You Bet hit the airwaves back in 2019. This is NFL season number 7 for us here on You Better You Bet. And we don't take that for granted. Most shows in this space, and I'm not talking betting, I'm talking sports media, period, and of course in sports betting as well, don't have that type of shelf life. It's not often that a show lasts this long, thrives the way that we have, and has succeeded the way that we have. It is an absolute honor, an absolute pleasure, and our absolute privilege to break down the National Football League and talk the NFL with you every season, to entertain you for the last 7 seasons, to inform you for the last 7 seasons. And we are planning on this, the 2025 NFL campaign in this year of our Lord, to be our best one yet. It would have been pretty surprising if I said, hey, we're planning on this one sucking. You know, 2021 was the gold standard. I don't know if 25 is going to reach those heights. No, of course. We are planning on this season being the best one ever. And it starts tonight in the city of brotherly love, the home of the reigning, defending Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles, as they entertain the Micah Parsons-less, Kenny Clark's Dallas Cowboys. And the vibes could not possibly be different with these two teams entering the year. The Eagles, drunk off success. So successful that they're saying they don't even want to be out there when the banner gets raised. I mean, true psychotic, psychopathic behavior. I want to say I respect it, but I actually don't. Like, you idiots won the Super Bowl. Go out there and enjoy it on banner night. I think that whole thing's kind of weird, but hey, to the victors go the spoils, and the winners get to make those sorts of decisions. So the vibe's obviously high in Philadelphia. People like me think the Eagles are the best team in the conference entering this season. People like me believe that the Philadelphia Eagles could absolutely win another Super Bowl and go back to back. The vibe's strong and high in Philadelphia. And in Dallas, the diametric opposite. The Dallas Cowboys, entering the year, at least things can change and they can change in a hurry. But entering the year, I believe the kids would say, maybe it's not kids, maybe it's like people just a little younger than me now would say, they are down bad. Micah Parsons is in Green Bay. Jerry Jones, I don't know, has he lost the fastball or is he just throwing changeups now? I'm not sure, but it's one of the two. It's not great. An unproven head coach in Brian Schottenheimer, who has never blown anyone's socks off as far as being an offensive coordinator. No one has any idea how this is going to work out. So you have the former kings of the NFC East, America's team, really in name only at this point, having failed to reach a conference championship game in 30 years, against a team in its own division that has won two Super Bowls in the last decade. A fascinating juxtaposition. A magnificently entertaining and interesting game on deck for us tonight with Dallas at Philadelphia. And the betting market believes that the Eagles way better than Dallas. I'm going to do a quick refresh. I'm making it legendary right now by clicking the refresh button to make sure that I bring all of you the correct side and total information. I have made it legendary. I now have the accurate information. The Eagles, an 8-point home favorite, 8.5 in some places, currently 8 at BetMGM. The total now, 48.5. So 8 and 48.5 is what we're rolling with here. And the spread was obviously not as big last week prior to the Micah Parsons trade. That trade happens, and obviously people are betting the Philadelphia Eagles with Micah Parsons now in Green Bay. Makes sense. Like, best pass rusher in the league or top two pass rusher in the league. Not there anymore. Let's bet the other team. You can certainly understand that. And obviously the over gets bet as well with Micah Parsons out of Dallas and in Green Bay. And when I woke up this morning, and this is just something that's specific to me and like personal to me, I think people can appreciate this, right? Because when we hit the end of the week during football season, that's when my content goes into overdrive. I'm doing a million radio appearances on Thursday, a million radio appearances on Friday. And I can have opinions, and I can feel really good about them, but I gotta sharpen those sons of bitches up for the end of the week, because I'm getting asked about them 500 times over the course of that 48 hours, Thursday and Friday. So I woke up this morning. I got myself a gun. I didn't. I'm a massive coward. I woke up this morning and I really started thinking on-field handicap, Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. And the conclusion that I came to, and I will warn everyone in advance, and I have a strong thought on the total, but as far as the side is concerned, I have a lukewarm opinion for now that maybe has the opinion to catch fire a little bit as the show goes on, as my excitement builds, and as we near kickoff. My opinion has become that I would not bet the Dallas Cowboys. I would not take the points with Dallas. Not at 8, not at 8.5, not at 9, not at 9.5. Now, if you gave me 10, I would take the 10 with Dallas, but that's literally never going to happen, so we don't have to have that conversation. Like, Dallas plus 10, I think, would probably be a pretty decent bet, but not. I'm not interested at current prices. And the reason why I have that opinion, I think about the Eagles' defense versus the Dallas offense. And I've been saying all offseason, and I think it's something that will manifest itself at certain points this season, right? Which is, I think the Eagles secondary enters the year on shakier ground than it closed last year with, obviously, then when they won the Super Bowl championship. But the Eagles still have two absolute monsters in that secondary. And it just speaks to the unbelievable, overwhelming greatness of general manager Howie Roseman, that they are both second-year players and already have Super Bowl rings in the Rolodex. Quinyon Mitchell playing outside as the boundary cornerback, and Cooper DeJean, who can obviously play safety, but like is just a ridiculously good slot cornerback. So if we want to say, and I think this is kind of an interesting handicap, we kind of don't know how this is going to go, right? I think the assumption is that we're going to see CeeDee Lamb a bunch in the slot in this game, potentially. CeeDee absolutely dominates from the slot. Now, he can is an awesome outside receiver, too. So if CeeDee's going to be in the slot, and I'm not insinuating that Cooper DeJean can shut down Like I think this Cowboys run game eventually has to be Blue and Maffa, the two rookies, when Maffa gets off IR after week four, for this run game to actually find some success, a little thunder and lightning. I think Dallas is going to have some trouble, at least early in this game, moving the ball on the Eagles' defense. And on the flip side, Jerry Jones can say whatever he wants about the run defense being better now with Kenny Clark. Like, the spin zone in the history of spin zones. Like you get dumped by this really hot girl, and you tell your friends, actually, let me tell you why this is a good thing. Let me tell you why it's good that I'm not sleeping with this hot woman anymore. Let me tell you why that's a good thing. It's not. Losing Micah Parsons is not a good thing. And this idea that Micah Parsons can't defend the run is asinine and is said by people that don't know ball. Micah Parsons, really good run defender. The Cowboys' defense is worse off as a result. And Landon Dickerson's going to play tonight. The Eagles are going to run the ball down Dallas's throat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Here's Barkley, a little shovel, looking for an edge, gets it, Saquon Barkley, first down, Barkley, oh! Saquon, touchdown!
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake, you son of a bitch. Football. Regular season football. Mrs. Hassan is a lovely woman. I take that back. We'll get another insult worked in for Jake as we move along this NFL season. Strong job by Tom Brady on that call. like Kevin Burkhardt on the Saquon Barkley touchdown. Whoa! Strong stuff from Tom Terrific entering year two as the lead analyst on the NFL on Fox. As we continue to break down the season opener tonight with the Eagles and the Cowboys, went to break talking about this Eagles run game, and I understand that this is as square as it gets. It has to be, and I actually think it is, like our friend John Ewing from BetMGM sends out the email, like the most popular bets. Everybody loves the Saquon Barkley run. Juergens. Lane. My doctor said my Lotta. The Eagles offensive line is going to bully the Micah Parsons-less Dallas defensive front. Huge game coming up tonight for Saquon Barkley. We told you yesterday on the show that Trevon Diggs, and like so much credit to Trevon Diggs, who's way ahead of schedule. He's going to play in tonight's game, Dallas's number one corner. Apparently, he's going to be on a pitch count because he's not 100% healthy. Like, this could be a disaster for the Cowboys tonight if Diggs gets hurt again. I don't know if this is a great idea for him to be playing in this game. Like, Kyer Elam is one of Dallas's starting corners. Like, good luck. I like Deron Bland, and he's a young man who's made really good and just got a huge extension. He's a boom-bust player. Like, he's either going to bring one back to the house and get a pick six, or he's going to give up a long touchdown. And against these receivers, I don't know how confident I'd be in the former. I'd be way more confident in the latter. And yes, like Kellen Moore's no longer calling the offense in Philadelphia. Kevin Petullo. I like how the Eagles have become a team of paisans. Like Team Italy. Here's Nick Sirianni. Vic Fangio. Kevin Petullo. And Big Dom. I'm pretty sure that Big Dom like grew up next door to me in Queens. Or someone that looked exactly like him. A fat Italian. You can't like throw a pen on the street where I'm from without hitting a fat Italian. Shout out to Big Dom and Kevin Petullo and all the paisans. I know that Kellen Moore's not there anymore. This is not going to be terribly difficult. This is not like Brian Johnson a couple years ago, like destroying the Eagles offense in that ridiculous late season collapse and swoon that ended in the wild card loss against Tampa Bay. This is like a Tecmo Bowl offense for people that played the... It's not a Madden offense. No. This is a Tecmo Bowl offense. Here's the offense. Run Saquon up the middle. Run Saquon right. Run Saquon left. Tush push with Jalen Hurts. Throw to A.J. Brown. Throw to Devontae Smith. Throw to Dallas Goedert. Pick your frickin' poison. How are the Cowboys stopping it? How's Dallas going to stop the Eagles' offense in this game? How's it going to happen? Now, I said in the open to the show that my side conviction was a lukewarm one. I would not bet the Dallas Cowboys, so I'm not taking the points with Dallas. But the reason why I don't want to lay it with the Eagles, if we get into a second half, and Drew Dinsick talked about this on the show yesterday, our friend the Whale Capper from NBC Sports, where if the Eagles get out to a lead, and I anticipate that being like the game script, I think Philly will have a lead in this game. You could absolutely envision a scenario, and we've seen the Eagles like take the foot off the gas before, like many times in the Sirianni era when they have a lead, right? And now here's Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens in catch-up mode. And that's not really a place that I want to be. Here's Philly up 14 with like 7 minutes to go in the game, and it's Dak and those receivers on the other side, like trying to backdoor the game. I don't know how much I like that. I definitely think the Cowboys can score enough to at least keep the final respectable. I don't think the Cowboys are going to win. But could they lose by 7? Yeah, they could. I think it's more likely the Eagles win by 10. But I don't feel strong enough about it to place a bet. But if I had to, I'll go on record as saying my hashtag official lean on the game is the Eagles. The bet that I do like in this game is the over. And Femi and I were talking about this over well before the Micah Parsons trade last week. Where if you listen to the show this summer, we said on numerous occasions, like, if you like Dallas, like, there's no way this game's going under the total and Dallas is keeping it close. Like, the Eagles are going to score. And I think the Eagles can score a lot. And then you get Dallas in catch-up mode. I know that we all kind of know that Dallas's defense is not going to be as good without Micah Parsons. Like, Jerry Jones might be the only one that thinks the Cowboys' defense got better. Like, I know we all know, like, all of us, like, regular folk, know that that's the case. Like, Jerry's on in Jerry world, in his own plan, and I'm not talking the stadium, that the Cowboys' defense is going to be worse. I don't think we've all collectively realized yet just how much worse it could be. Without, again, I feel the need to keep saying this because I don't think people have really grasped it yet. They traded maybe the best defensive player in the league. In 5 years, maybe we say, look, Jerry did it, and Stephen Jones did an unbelievable job drafting. And like they was Herschel Walker 2.0. Maybe. Probably not, but maybe. This is not then. This is now. The regular season starts tonight, and Kenny Clark's on the defense instead of Micah Parsons. I think the first number in the total needs to be a 5. And it's not. It's a 4. I'm on the over in tonight's game. And I know it's gone up. Like, we've gone through 47, which, for the uninitiated, 47, one of the key numbers when you talk about totals. Femi and I talked about 46.5 a lot this offseason. So we're through 47, and at a BetMGM, we're at 48.5 right now. 48.5. I think the first digit needs to be a 5. I think the Eagles are going to score. You get Dallas in catch-up mode. And then it's Dak and company needing to score points and throwing the ball a lot. And I think that can go well for Dallas in that spot in the game, when the game gets to that part of the script. So I do like the over for tonight. And if I may be so bold as to offer to everybody, a few hours in advance, because I love you all so much, how about an early touchdown play from thy royal prop king? I have to be honest. I'm so proud of all of you. I've gotten so many messages from people in the last few days leading up to this game, all with some variation of the same thing. Hey, Prop King, are we betting Will Shipley last touchdown tonight? Tonight meaning a Thursday night in the opener, now tonight? Yes. Of course we are. The thought being, the Eagles are going to be up at the end of the game, looking to ice the game away. And if that's the case, Saquon Barkley probably won't be on the field after his almost 500 touches last year. Why would he be out there in that spot? He's already going to get his hunch for us to cash the rushing yards over. He doesn't need to be out there. Enter Will Shipley, who currently is one of the bells of the backup running back fantasy ball. Where, and he should be owned in every fantasy league, because if Saquon Barkley, and no one wants this to happen, the players get hurt. And if Saquon Barkley gets hurt, Will Shipley's a league winner. So Will Shipley, last touchdown score, of course, is on the card. But there's another name on the last touchdown card that needs to be there as well. It went noted to me that the Philadelphia Eagles signed, I think there might only be one NFL player, like non-lineman, who has like larger legs than Jalen Hurts. That player is A.J. Dillon, the former Green Bay Packer. So, you know, I don't want to say tired Will Shipley, wired A.J. Dillon. I like them both. So get that piece of pizza, cut that sumbitch in half, get two frosty mugs, half of one beer in one glass, half of a beer in another. Let's split the beer and pizza money. Last touchdowns on Philly's two backup running backs, Will Shipley and AJ Dillon. The rest of thy royal props. And, man, I'm excited for some of these anytime touchdown plays are coming up at the end of the show. You better you bet on this opening Thursday in the National Football League. Want to give you some takes for the rest of the hour on other games in Week 1 that really excite me and games that I have strong betting opinions on. And let's go to Sunday Night Football, because we've been waiting all offseason for Sunday night. Absolutely can't wait for it. And candidly, we were waiting more for it when we were still on Peacock. Maybe not as much now. But we still can't wait for it. With the Bills and the Ravens on Sunday night in Western New York, Buffalo hosting the game. Rematch of the divisional round game where we bet and lost a lot of money on the Baltimore Ravens. Thanks, Lamar. Thanks, Mark Andrews. Ravens at Bills. With the last two MVP winners at quarterback, finished 1-2 last year. Obviously, Allen won, Lamar too, even though Lamar was the first team all-pro quarterback. Just saying. Betting market for this one is a pick. Total of the game, 50.5. The Bills did get a good piece of injury news today. Christian Benford and Keon Coleman. Coleman had a groin injury yesterday. He's back at practice today. So it looks like both Benford and Keon Coleman are going to play for Buffalo. Khalil Shakir also practiced in full today for Buffalo. And that's a big deal because he's probably Buffalo's best wide receiver. Bad news for the Bills, though. No Tre'Davious White at practice today and no Elijah Moore at practice today for Buffalo. And Baltimore's injury report just came out for today, and Jaire Alexander practiced in full, which is obviously huge for the Baltimore Ravens defense. A couple thoughts on the Bills' injury stuff. Number one, I know Khalil Shakir practiced in full, and he's going to play in this game, it looks like. Strong likelihood that he plays. I have him in some fantasy leagues, and I am sitting him wherever possible. Like, if I have someone that I feel comfortable playing above Khalil Shakir, I am. Because Shakir's got a high ankle sprain, and he suffered it not too long ago. And high ankle sprains can be absolutely debilitating for skill position players. So I'm not saying Shakir can't have a great game, just that I want to see it before I believe it with Khalil Shakir. Benford looks like he's going to play. If he's not 100%, that matters a lot. Because Tre'Davious White might not play, and even if he does, I think he's toast. And Maxwell Hairston, the first-round corner, is on injured reserve. And these Bills safeties are hot garbage. Cole Bishop, Taylor Rapp, Damar Hamlin, Jordan Poyer, back for another tour of duty in Buffalo. I'm telling you, I'm not saying the Bills are going to miss the playoffs. I think they're going to win the AFC East. I think they're going to be really good. I don't think this defense is championship worthy. I would not be shocked if the Bills bowed out early in January. And I do think there's a difference between these two teams. I think you're going to see both of Baltimore's early defensive rookies make an impact in this game. Safety Malachi Starks, pass rusher Mike Green. I love the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday night. This is the Mike Green show. It's not the Green Mike show. Give me the Ravens. Big. Maybe not big on Sunday night, but I love Baltimore to win the game. On the other side, we'll talk the Lions and the Packers at Lambeau Field.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
That's one of those places on the eighth day the good Lord made Lambeau, you know. And so we could go out there and play in it, you know, first Super Bowl. You know, it's the grass, man. It's the elements. It's just the mystique. It's awesome, man. If you love football, you love going to play there.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
How amazing is that quote from Detroit Lions head coach, the great Dan Campbell? I just looked this up because I love football and I love the history of football. The Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions, the regular season series all time. Obviously, if you're a football fan of any age, I guess if you were like just started watching football a couple of years ago, you would think that like this was like the Globetrotters against the Generals with the Lions and the Packers, with Detroit on the winning end. But Green Bay historically obviously has dominated this rivalry. The all-time series, Green Bay leads 106-78, and somehow they've tied seven times. God bless them. 106-78-7 in the storied rivalry between the Packers and the Lions. And for the vast majority of the Aaron Rodgers era, Green Bay dominated the Detroit Lions. But the worm has recently turned, because in the past 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the Lions are 6-1 in their last seven games against the Packers. A streak that started Sunday Night Football a couple years ago. Packers win and in the postseason. In that stupid Rams-Seahawks game earlier in the day that cost me a bunch of money. I'm still pissed at that game. Dan Campbell saying, if we can't get in, they're not either. If we're not going, neither are they. And the Lions upset Aaron Rodgers and the Packers in that game, and since then haven't looked back, have dominated this rivalry with the Green Bay Packers. So we approach Sunday at the cathedral. I'm lucky enough to have spent some time at Lambeau Field in my time as a producer at SiriusXM NFL Radio. And let me tell you, those cheese curds are delicious. Lambeau Field, Sunday. Micah Parsons and the Packers. Dan Campbell and the Lions. Green Bay, a 2.5-point favorite. Total 47.5. Green Bay getting good injury news today. Jaden Reed, who like we ruled out for a week, and maybe he still doesn't play, we'll see. Jaden Reed practiced today for the Packers. We thought he was out for week one, maybe he still will be, but Jaden Reed practicing today for Green Bay, as was cornerback Nate Hobbs. Micah Parsons also practiced, albeit in a limited fashion, for Green Bay. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur did say after practice that, basically not guaranteeing that Parsons would play in the game, but saying that, you know, he's doing what we need him to do right now. Obviously, we'll bring you more on this tomorrow on the Friday injury report with the Green Bay Packers, because Micah Parsons obviously matters quite a bit. And I said this yesterday to Femi, and I said this yesterday to our guests that we had on the show. And it doesn't mean that one team's going to win or lose or dictate the margin of victory. It doesn't. I just think it's interesting to think about. The Lions have dominated this rivalry as of late, swept the Packers last year, went 15-2 last year with a one seed in the NFC. Nobody's talking about them. All the buzz, all the hype, everything is swirling around the Green Bay Packers. Super Bowl caliber team, new favorite in the NFC North, Jordan Love MVP, Micah Parsons, DPOY. And I think the Packers are going to be awesome. I said all offseason, the Green Bay Packers are a collection of very good players. Where are they great? Well, the answer is now an edge rusher, because they have maybe the best edge rusher in the league. And that matters, and I'm not going to poo-poo it. I'm not going to downplay it. It matters a lot. Green Bay's really good. And no way I'm leaving Green Bay out of the postseason in the NFC. So I don't say this as a shot at the Packers. I think Green Bay's awesome. And Green Bay, I have to acknowledge, Green Bay's ultimate upside is to potentially win the Super Bowl. Not just get there, but win the Super Bowl. But let's call a spade a spade. And I'll throw this question out there to everybody. And you can answer it in your head. Or out loud, if you're a crazy person. Whatever you want. People will look at you. Whatever. Which team has more blue chip players? Detroit or Green Bay? Even with Micah Parsons, now with the Packers. I think it's Detroit. And I think it's Detroit with a bullet. Detroit's one of the most talented teams in the league. Now, again, that doesn't mean Detroit's going to win the game. That's not what I'm trying to say, even though I'm going to get to it in a second. I am betting Detroit in the game. But everyone's sleeping on the Lions. Everyone's fallen in love with Green Bay. And people have forgotten how good this Lions team could be. And I get it. The brain drain in the coaching staff with Aaron Glenn gone and Ben Johnson gone. We've talked about it ad nauseum. Frank Ragnow's retirement. I got to be honest with everybody. I'm cautiously optimistic on the interior of this Lions offensive line with Glasgow and the two young guards, Tate Ratledge and Christian Mahogany. Because if there were a team that you could say has the tackles but potentially hold up against Micah Parsons, you would look at Penei Sewell and Taylor Decker. Like, Detroit's got really good tackles. Now, maybe you want to say, okay, well, they could use stunts and they could, you know, rush Parsons up the middle. I think Detroit's interior might be able to hold up here. And if that's the case, man, are we sure that, like, that the Packers are the right side here? The way that people are saying it, like, Drew Dinsick's on the show, and I respect Drew, I respect other people that have come on the show, and think Green, like, everyone loves Green Bay. Are we sure? I like the Lions. Now, I'm going to wait. I don't think we'll ever get a 3. But what's the harm in waiting? I'm going to wait to see if we ever get a 3 with Detroit. And if not, I'll take those 2.5 points on Sunday. Give me the Lions at minimum to cover against Green Bay. And no one should be shocked if the Lions leave Lambeau winners again. You better you bet on this Thursday, opening night in the National Football League. So I had a health scare earlier today. I was actually like a little concerned for myself. I'm minding my business. I'm futzing around on my phone. And I get a notification for Twitter. I should start calling it X, right? Like, actually, like, no one calls it Twitter anymore. I get a notification on X. And it says, And it's like, it's one of those where like you read the first line and it's like, oh no. And it read, after a holding out for a new contract this offseason, Steelers. And in my head, I'm like, well, okay, this is about Cam Hayward and it can't be good. Cam Hayward not at practice today for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because you know, I love the Steelers this season, and I love the Steelers on Sunday against the Elijah Vera Tucker-less New York Jets. The Cam Hayward's not at practice. And the way it's posed by these insiders is Cam Hayward's holding out. He wanted his new contract, he didn't get it, and now he's not showing up, and he's going to try and force their hand. A little while later, it looks like this was just a veteran rest day for Cam Hayward, and Cam Hayward's going to be good to go. If this goes a different way, though, like let's say Cam Hayward really wants to like Chris Jones this, right? Like Chris Jones did a couple years ago in the opener against the Lions for the Chiefs, and really hold Pittsburgh's feet to the fire. It's going to matter, because Derek Harmon's not playing in this game, the first-round defensive tackle. Now, Cam Hayward's there, and I think it minimizes the Derek Harmon loss a lot for a team that wants to run the ball. I also loved the notification today, and Dan Graziano does a great job from ESPN. The Dan Graziano Twitter notification that read, Jets want to run the ball a lot this season. Like, no bleep. Like, Graziano, Chiefs want to throw the ball down the field again this year. Like, thank you. Thank you for this amazing piece of insight on the eve of the season opener that the Jets want to run the ball this season with a quarterback that can't throw and could run for 1,000 yards. Wow! What a sterling piece of information that we can use to make valuable bets. Like Seahawks want to play good defense this year. Wow! Unbelievable. Like, Eagles plan to run Saquon Barkley a lot. Whoa! Breaking news. Ridiculous. So Cam Hayward's going to play. I think crisis averted here with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'm going to love the Steelers on Sunday. Lay the 2.5 with Pittsburgh. If you like the Jets, take 3. Lay 2.5 if you like the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I do. Last note here, and I'll be brief on this one. The Denver Broncos today signed star young edge rusher Nick Benito to a 4-year extension. $120 million, $70 million guaranteed. 13.5 sacks last season. An absolute stud. Stud. In Vance Joseph's defense. The Denver Broncos today have gotten bet a little bit in their opener against the Houston Texans. And I'm making a legendary right now by trying to see what the point spread of this game is now. So I'm now clicking the game. We are at 8.5. We're in between 8 and 8.5. The number's 8.5 at MGM, juice towards Tennessee. The total's 42.5. I don't know if I want to bet Denver in this game. I do think the Broncos are going to win. I don't know if I want to lay the points with Denver in this game. Like, the offense still leaves a little beat, and maybe all the skill, maybe R.J. Harvey's great, and Pat Bryant's great, and Troy Franklin breaks out, and this is why he's hot, Marvin Mims. Maybe he's awesome in more of a full-time role. I think it's just more likely that the Broncos kind of choke the game out. And maybe they cover, maybe they don't, but I do think the Broncos are going to win. But I love this move for Denver. I think the Broncos are doing so many smart things. They extended Zach Allen, extended Courtland Sutton, now extending Nick Benito. This is a team in Denver. Not the best team in its own division because the Chiefs are there. Not a Super Bowl contender this year. But I think a team that's sitting on a double-digit win season with a win total of 9.5. Your boy loves the Denver Broncos this year. Hour one done, hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, Femi Abebefe's got some things to discuss, and we'll do that next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.